Star Wars 7x7 episode 1804. Today, more reveals on Jedi Fallen Order. This time, it's the cover story from Game Informer magazine, one of the big publications in the industry, and we're going to tell you the top 7 takeaways from this particular cover story. Let's go. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode where we are going to talk about the top 7 takeaways from the Game Informer magazine cover story on Jedi Fallen Order. Let's start with Cal Kestis's backstory. Here's what we know that's new about Cal Kestis, who is our Jedi hero in Fallen Order. First of all, he is somebody who has not had a lot of experience in the Clone Wars. According to the article, he may have gone out on a few missions here and there, but he was certainly not given the level of authority or experience that Obi-Wan and Anakin had, for example. And they don't want to reveal anything about his story. They're being pretty tight-lipped about it. But what they have said is that you will discover Cal's origin story as you go through the game. Not necessarily in flashbacks, but just as part of your progression through the game. And the article implies that the way that they're being tight-lipped about it, this being Respawn Entertainment, suggests that he might potentially be a significant character, which, you know, that implication means that he's significant in the sense that, you know, he may be somebody that we've either heard of or come across somewhere else in Star Wars media, or that we're about to come across in Star Wars media, and that they are not saying anything about that yet. It's implied, and it is just the writer's prerogative in saying this, but it's hard to tell where exactly that supposition is coming from, per se. Anyway, just file that in the back of your brain about Cal and whether he might be a more significant player in the whole Star Wars saga than we yet know. Now, the second big takeaway is the fact that even though Game Informer says that Respawn is being very quiet about the event that happens that reveals Cal's existence to the Empire, I think they've kind of already implied what that is. In the gameplay reveal trailer, and that's the footage that they revealed at Celebration Chicago, there's a scene where some support cable snaps on a salvage job that they're working on Bracca, and a character, you know, who knows who this character is yet at this point, falls off the ship and is falling, and there is a scene of Cal reaching out and trying to, you know, grab him, missing, but still reaching out. And there's a little probe droid that happens to be watching, and Cal's, you know, probably going to use the Force at some point to try to save this character who would otherwise be falling to his or her death. And that seems like that's probably the origin event that reveals Cal's existence to the Empire. But according to the Game Informer article, they're not talking about it. So there may be more to the story than just what we've seen so far. Alright, the third big reveal has to do with a bit of a switch as far as character motivations. Previously, I think it had been stated, or at least we've been given the idea, that it was Cal's mission to restore the Jedi Order, but that's not what the Game Informer article puts forth. It's actually the character Seer, who is played by Deborah Wilson, and she is a former Jedi Knight who manages to, you know, come across Cal and starts working with him, working together. And although Cal is, I guess, very skeptical at some point of the idea of restoring the Jedi Order, that's what Seer wants to do, and she agrees to complete Cal's Jedi training in exchange for him helping her with his mission. And the article basically implies that, yeah, this is a good deal for Cal because he's going to need, you know, every skill he has to be able to survive in this new and dangerous world. And so learning more about his Force abilities, yeah, that seems like a no-brainer. And our fourth big reveal has to do with the fact that Seer may actually know where there is an enclave of Jedi hiding out, a group of Jedi that are, you know, otherwise lost and in hiding, or at least intentionally lost and in hiding, maybe. And that is described as the game's MacGuffin, i.e. it's the thing that everybody is searching for, looking for, trying to find. And, you know, whether she actually knows of a group of Jedi that's out in hiding somewhere, well, again, the article says that Respawn wants to keep the lid on that one. But that's the first time that I'd heard any suggestion of a large group of Jedi hiding out anywhere in relation to this game. And even in general, I mean, I don't think I've heard that expressed in any Star Wars media at all for a post-Order 66 world. Just that, you know, some Jedi here and there scattered to the winds and that they are being hunted down by Darth Vader and the Inquisitorius. But as far as whether anyone is significantly massed together, that's brand new. All right, moving on to the fifth big reveal. That would be related to the Stinger Mantis. And it's sort of a reveal, not reveal, if you will, because there's no image of the Stinger Mantis in the Game Informer article itself. We've seen what are presumably little snippets of it on the gameplay footage reveal from the trailer reveal, excuse me, from Celebration Chicago. But what we know about it is that it's a brand new ship design, and it was done by Doug Chang. Yeah, that Doug Chang. And pretty awesome, right? You know, he gets around between this and Galaxy's Edge and Star Wars movies and whatnot. Anyway, it's supposedly a long and surprisingly slender design, similar to a commercial aircraft. However, it has a large dorsal fin that can be rotated around depending on the flying conditions that it encounters. So there's that for you. And the reason why the Stinger Mantis is flying with the crew aboard to Kashyyyk is that they are meeting up with Tarful. And Tarful is a Wookiee chieftain who is probably best remembered from appearing in Revenge of the Sith and was considered a very dear friend of Yoda's, along with Chewbacca as well. And when Yoda escaped from Kashyyyk after the Order 66 debacle, it was Tarful and Chewbacca that escorted him to the escape pod. And so apparently Tarful is free and on the loose and leading a resistance of Wookiees on Kashyyyk in the Galactic Empire days. And that's who Ciri and Cal are going to meet with as part of whatever their mission is, what their original mission is, going to Kashyyyk. And the seventh big reveal is really going to be our miscellaneous bits of reveals, and I'm going to share those with you after the break, so stay tuned. Hey Rebel Rouser, if you've got a business that needs to reach a dedicated audience of Star Wars fans, or you know somebody who does, then you might want to reach out to me. I've got a show that reaches thousands of people between the audio version, the video version, and our social media channels, and I'd love to find out how I can help you with your business ventures too. Just reach out at sw7x7.com/sponsors, that's plural, SPONSORS, that's sw7x7.com/sponsors, and let's see how we can work together. And we're back. Thanks so much for staying with me. So we find out that the BD droid, like the little guy that rides along with Cal, they are rare now because their manufacturer went out of business a long time ago. And so that's why you don't see too many of them kicking around the galaxy now. Also, Saw Gerrera challenges Cal about his lightsaber and asks whether Cal got it off some Jedi corpse, and Cal says no, he got it from his master, but we don't yet know who Cal's master was. Additionally, the article says that as part of the game and being able to customize things in the game, you'll actually be able to customize your lightsaber as well. Also, as part of that, different colors are suggested that you may be able to change the color of the blade. I find that particularly interesting, and I think that's worth learning more about, so hopefully we'll get more details about that. And last but not least, the character of Greez Dritus, who is the pilot of the Stinger Mantis, and who is described by the article, or in the article, as being inspired by a cross between John C. Reilly and Mr. Furley from Three's Company. That seems like a very interesting combination of people, so I'm very much looking forward to seeing how that character shapes up when we actually get to see him in Jedi Fallen Order. But for now, that's going to do it for the reveals from the Game Informer cover story on Jedi Fallen Order and for this episode as well. Thank you so much for joining me for it as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.